I'm Phil Nee with a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports. Ithaca lost to DeSoto 3-0 in Ridgeland Valley Conference volleyball. For the Bulldogs, it was their second loss to the Pirates in the last week after falling to them in a quad in DeSoto. The scores last night were 25-17, 25-22, 25-21. The win keeps the Pirates one match between league-leading Seneca and themselves. Seneca has not lost this season. DeSoto's only loss was at the hands of the Royals earlier in the campaign. Last night, Kylie Venner led the visitors with 13 kills. J.C. Maxwell had 7 kills for Ithaca and Kaylee Manning 4. The Bulldogs kept the scores close, but DeSoto pulled away down the stretch in each set. The Ithaca JV team won the early match 2-1 over the Pirates. Following the 3-0 win, DeSoto will prepare to play North Crawford Thursday and then wrap up the league schedule with a showdown against Seneca next Tuesday. Ithaca will hit the road for a match at Lafarge Thursday and at Wazika Steuben next Tuesday. The seeding meeting for the upcoming WIAA tournament will be held this Sunday, and the postseason is set to start on October 21st. Elsewhere last night in volleyball from the Ridge and Valley, it was a win for North Crawford over Kickapoo, 3-0. Seneca swept Lafarge as well. Wazika Steuben was a winner by sweep over Weston. Valerie Bauer had 15 assists and Lexi Rockweiler 9 kills and 12 digs for Weston. It was quite a night for Richland Center last night, fifth time this season in the conference that they have gone all 5 sets, and this time they defeated Platteville. Richland Center getting the victory 3-2, led on the night by senior Danica Pauls with 17 kills. Ellevie Weiss had 12, ace serves from Ella Clements and Rainey Walsh, and some grit for the Hornets to be able to come back and win that one in 5 last night at Platteville. River Valley had to come back. They were down 1-0 to Lancaster. They came back to win 3-1. And Dodgeville swept Prairie du Chien. Pecatonica by sweep over Riverdale. It was Cassville sweeping Highland. Southwestern 3-0 over Iowa Grant. Hillsboro in 4 over New Lisbon. West Salem 3-1 over Viroqua in volleyball. Cashton swept Nisida. Royal over Bangor. River Ridge 3-1 over Belmont. Edgewood defeated Portage in 3. And in high school boys soccer, Platteville Lancaster 5-0 over Richland Center. It was Prairie du Chien and Dodgeville Mineral Point tying at 2. Sauk Prairie 1-0 over McFarland. Watertown beat Baraboo 2-1. Fort Atkinson 9-0 over Portage Poinette. Holman 2-1 over Toma. And La Crosse Logan beat Sparta 4-2 on the soccer pitches last night. Lucky Strikers Bowling League action. The Shed had the top series, a 25-49. Gander's Cleaning Service, 24-28. Bindle Tire and Auto, 23-85. Top game, The Shed, 9-20 and an 8-71. Bindle Tire and Auto at 8-53. Philback Ford an 8-33. Top series, Nicole Mottier with a 5-67. Marsha Mahatka, a 5-27. Tanya Maley, a 5-25. Amanda Friel with a top game, a 200. Nicole Mottier with a 196. Tanya Maley and Eulalia Pauls each had a 194. Judy Skelly with a 5-6 split pickup. Tanya Maley with a 4-9. Jamie Parr, 5-7 and a 3-10. And Lisa Deflinger with a 5-7 in the Lucky Strikers Bowling League. After a little gamesmanship by the Brewers manager Pat Murphy, right-hander Quinn Priester will start tonight's third game of the National League Division Series. Milwaukee leads the best-of-5 playoff 2-0. Priester was warming up before Monday's contest, which was started by left-hander Aaron Ashby. Then he spent the rest of the game sitting in the bullpen. Jameson Taillon starts for the Cubs this afternoon. First pitch time, 3:08. Manager Pat Murphy of the Brewers knows, having worked with Craig Counsell all those years, that Counsell's team will be ready.
As a manager in the big leagues, I stood next to him for that many years and saw the way he washed off losses. I saw the way he got teams ready to play. So I have great respect for him and know what kind of competitor he is.
Murphy says it will be tough playing in Chicago.
I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years, and I know how great this crowd can be and how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last 2 games. So we've got a battle on our hands, and we know that. And the crowd will inevitably play a role, you know, in impacting the game.
And pitcher Quinn Priester talked about the matchup today.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And like I said, I think if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
2:30 pregame time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Yankees needed someone to save them Tuesday night. Aaron Judge stepped up, captain clutch indeed, in a do-it-all performance for the ages. Judge hit a tying home run and drove in four runs as the Yankees staved off elimination by rallying past the Blue Jays 9-6 in Game 3 of their AL Division Series. Cal Raleigh with a two-run home run in that action last night, leading the Mariners past Detroit 8-4 to take a 2-1 lead in the American League Division Series. The Detroit Lions have roared back after losing the 2025 NFL season opener to the Packers. Sports Illustrated reports that they top this week's consensus power rankings. Green Bay checks in at number 7. After dropping that 27-13 decision in Lambeau Field, Detroit has blown out four straight opponents by a combined score of 161-85. The Packers won their first two, but then lost to Cleveland and tied the Cowboys. The consensus power rankings average 8 NFL ranking services, including NFL.com and CBS Sports. The Lions were number 1 in all 8. The Badgers prepare for Iowa this weekend. Coach Luke Fickell says it will be a great atmosphere.
Moving forward, the focus is understanding and recognizing, obviously, what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. And I think it'll be exactly that. And now we got to get ourselves prepared for that, and we got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
The Bucks reportedly did discuss the idea of trading superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Knicks. ESPN reports that Giannis hadn't requested a trade when the sides talked in August. His team has said multiple times that it has no plans to trade him or let him leave. The Knicks' offer wasn't nearly enough. Any trade for Giannis would send so much talent and draft capital to Milwaukee that the other side would be decimated. That's an update on sports for a Wednesday. I'm Phil Neigh.